תפילת החברים. אנו מודים לך מכל.
Prayer of the friends.
We thank
you with our whole heart for bringing us to this work with these great friends. Thank you for showing us every day, and in even the smallest ways, that you are truly the good that does good, that there is no other force in the world besides you. Help us to direct our hearts more intensely and with sharper aim than ever, straight to you, for the sake of your exalted thought of creation. Your mercy is great, and we are grateful for every overcoming above our reason and evil inclination that we experience together. As we study, may your light shine through us and reach every person,
so
that humanity will come to discover and follow the path of light and be released from the shackles of the servitude of the egoistic nature. You are the life of lives, and we love you, and we want to live for you only. Please help us come even closer to each other and to you, and to need no more than the reward of knowing we are serving you.
Amen.
Amen. Two states explain to us the two discernments we described concerning achieving the complete purpose of creation. One, the order of correction of creation, that we work in Torah and mitzvot in order to bestow, is regarded as using vessels of bestowal. This means that since there are deeds and there are intentions, in that state we use acts of bestowal regarded as Torah and commandments. And these acts are regarded as engaging in the form of, as He is merciful, so you are merciful. That is, man wants to bestow upon the Creator, as the Creator wants to bestow upon the creatures. Therefore, if he acts like the Creator, meaning follows his ways, then the person wants the Creator to pay him for his work for the created beings. However, here there is also the work of the intention, which is to aim that the intention will be similar to the action, because sometimes, although the act is giving, the aim is otherwise. That is, the reason he gives is in order to subsequently receive reward. This is called lo lishma, not for her sake. For this reason, if a person wants to perform an act of giving, there is a lot of work. And the reason that compels him to engage in giving is that he has a reason that causes him to give and not receive. Meaning that usually when we love someone, a desire awakens in the heart to give to the loved one, since this expresses our love for that person.
לאדם חשוב. גם כן מתעוררת בלב האדם.
Alternatively, an important person also awakens in our hearts to disclose love for him by giving him a gift. This is called his mouth and heart are the same. Meaning that the act and the intention are the same. And his heart does not harbor a different intent from the act of giving. Because the reason is the intention to bestow. This is called lishma. It is explained that in the second state, which is the purpose of creation, we can use the vessels of reception. This means that we engage in reception of pleasures, but the reason we want to receive pleasure is not to satisfy our wishes, that we crave pleasures. And this is why we now want to enjoy. Rather, there is a completely different reason here. The opposite of our action. We crave to bestow upon the Creator, and for ourselves, we do not want to receive into our will to receive, because it would separate us from the Creator. However, what can we give the Creator so he will enjoy it? What can we say, so to speak, that he needs? There is only one thing we can say. Since he has created creation in order to delight his creatures, we want to receive the delight and pleasure because we want to satisfy his wish, which is to do good. The miracle of Hanukkah was about spirituality. As we say, when the wicked kingdom of Greece stood over your people Israel to make them forget your law and move them from the laws of your will, you, with your many mercies, stood up for them at the time of their plight. According to what we explained, spirituality means using vessels of bestowal. And the domination of the Greeks is expressed in forbidding anything that has to do with vessels of bestowal, because there was control over the work of Torah and commandments here, there as well. This was on the outside. It is far more so in the thought. They would govern the thought so they would be unable to aim anything for the Creator. Rather, they wanted the people of Israel to be immersed in self-love, by which they will be separated from the Creator. All the thoughts of the Sidra Acha, the other side, are only about removing them from the Creator. And remoteness and separation come only by disparity of form, known as self-love. Baal Salam said about what our sages asked, what is Hanukkah? He explained that the answer is Chanu Ko, camped here, meaning that they parked here, This means that Chaf Hei, or the 25th of Kislev, the month of Kislev, when Hanukkah begins, was not the end of the war, but only a pause. It is like an army that wants to start a new major assault, so it lets the soldiers rest and regain their strength, so they can continue the war.
את המלחמה ואמר שיש טיפשים.
He said that there are fools who think that they received the order not to go forward into enemy territory but to rest because they have finished the war and there is no need to defeat the enemy anymore.
גמרו את המלחמה שאין עוד מה לנצח את השונא. נמצא לפי הנעל.
It turns out that Hanukkah is still not the completion of the goal, but only the correction of creation. It completes the vessels of bestowal, meaning the acts of bestowal. And this is why it is forbidden to use the light of Hanukkah, since using is an act of reception. And the miracle was only on acts of giving that they can do to them, that they can do them and aim to bestow, which is called Lishma. The miracle was that they emerged from the domination of the Greeks and could go with faith above reason. But the klipa, the shell of the Greeks, was governing Israel so as not to do anything unless he knows why and what purpose this work will bring him, and especially to aim everything above reason.
לכוון הכל בבחינת אמונה למעלה מהדעת. ולפי מה שהסברנו,
according to what we explained, it follows that although a Hanukkah candle implies a spiritual miracle, which is that the people of Israel were liberated from the dominion of the Greeks,
שליטתם של היוונים, אבל זה היה רק חצי דבר.
It is only half a thing. That is, only the vessels of bestowal were corrected by the miracle of Hanukkah. And this is regarded as correction of creation, but still not the purpose of creation. In the correction of creation, the first part of the article, he says that a person has to come to a state where the intention will be like the action. It will be to bestow in order to bestow. And then he gives an example. Who can you aim at? Either someone you love or someone important.
Yes.
What's the difference between the two when you wish to attain the intention?
When you wish to attain the intention in order to bestow, then whoever you love, you do it out of love. And whoever you respect, then you do it from a different reason, for due to the greatness of that person.
But both are done egoistically.
אם זה עוד לא מתוקן.
If it's not corrected yet.
כן. Because it's in the middle, yes.
איך עושים שהכוונה תהיה כמו המעשה?
So how do we do it so the intention will be like the action?
שהכוונה תהיה כמו המעשה זה רק לגמר תיקון.
The intention will be like the action, that's only in Gemar Tikkun, final correction.
It speaks here about the correction of creation, not the purpose of creation.
But in the correction of creation, we can't do an act as an intention.
Here it speaks of two stages, not receiving in order to bestow, only bestow in order to bestow. It says the intention follows the action.
Yes.
Okay, so we perform maximum number of actions and everything in bestowal to the friends.
Right.
Now we have to acquire the intention. So the intention will be not to himself, but to Lishma. So here, what is the difference if it's coming out of love or out of the greatness of the friend?
What's the difference between the greatness of the friend to love to the friend?
No.
Yes.
So,
well, are there stages, gradations between them?
Love is above all conditions. And that is why it is the highest possible thing. We need to reach love.
And how do you do it so this love will be without any reward for oneself, to be lishma?
If I connect to a friend in a way that I want to give him, pass on to him everything that I'm able to, that means that I love him.
In action.
If I ask from the Creator to give me strength to connect to a friend and to bestow upon him everything I'm able to receive from the Creator, that I pass on to him, to the friend. That's considered that I love him with all my soul, my nefesh.
The fact that I'm asking this of the Creator.
Yes.
Well,
so what are you asking?
What is the greatness of the friend here?
The greatness of the friend is that I want to love him to such an extent that I give him everything that I'm able to get from the Creator.
Because he's great.
He writes that he needs
that
he writes that he needs to ensure that the outsides will not, the externals will not grip his action. How to ensure that the externals will not take you out of the intention?
I would say the following. We need to connect among each other and to keep this circle of ours together so that no foreign thoughts will enter the connection between us.
ומה בין לבין? הרי אדם נמצא או לא נמצא כל הזמן.
I mean, a person is not always
קשר ישיר,
direct connection with the ten, for example, the environment. Although the aspirations to constantly be in contact with the ten, even in the thought.
Yes,
but what does a person do when he must mix with things that have to do with necessities, work, and so on?
On the contrary, that helps him. The fact that he is in the corporeal world, in the society, in his job, in all kinds of changing connections with friends, relatives, close or distant, it only helps him.
How does it help? How do I use, as you say, this external world specifically in order to enter the ten even deeper?
Upon those same sensations, those same states that you experience, with the world, then you try and be connected to the ten more and more. It brings you into more connection with the ten.
Meaning it grows my request to enter inside.
Yes.
So I don't need to try hard to run away, to cancel, to shut my eyes and ears.
Look, it's recommended to accelerate the times, but they come themselves.
Toda.
Rav, ma bidyuk ani machne bechanuka?
Who do I actually park during Chanukah? Or we park? Why is this called parking?
Parking means that you stop using the candles, the light, that only for the light.
I didn't get it. What does it mean to stop using the candles?
What comes before Hanukkah?
We're engaged in the correction of creation, as you said. That's the stage we're in.
Yes, and Hanukkah?
We pause. Again, that's what he explained. Pause, we reach a state called bestow in order to bestow. And he calls it Lishma also.
Yes. So what are you asking about that?
I'm asking, what is this action of parking, of pausing? Why is it called this way? Why don't they say move from walking to running, for example?
Between bestow in order to bestow and receive in order to bestow, you park. The second half of Hanukkah is already towards Purim.
Maybe that I understand, maybe from a different direction. We always say that we have to perform a restriction, build a screen, reflected light, and then in the end there's a coupling and striking. And if we do all these actions, then in the end we have an action called receive in order to bestow. What is bestow in order to bestow? What do I do out of all these actions? Only restriction? Is that bestowing in order to bestow?
Bestow in order to bestow is only correction of the vessels.
What does it mean? I have to only perform a restriction, a screen?
Restriction, a screen, or turning light, and use the force of bestowal, the desire to bestow.
What's the difference between using this power in order to bestow and doing a coupling and striking? Is it not the same?
No. Coupling and striking, zivug de'aka, is already against the will to receive. And in Chanukah, we are not yet working against the desire. We don't yet have such vessels, such strength. We're only doing actions of bestowal. Now we will explain what we asked about the connection between domestic peace and Shabbat, for which our sages said that it precedes the Chanukah candle. The Sfira of Yesod is called domestic peace because it bestows upon Malchut, since Malchut is the root of the souls. When Malchut is as a dot, meaning that it illuminates only as a tiny dot. The souls do not have the abundance they need. This is called Shechina in exile. At that time, the klipot prevail and wish to control matters of sanctity. And there is a lot of work for the lower ones. This created the division between Kedusha, holiness, and Tuma, impurity.
On the arrival of Yesod of Gadlut, it imparts the upper abundance to Malchut, meaning imparts upon her the light of Chokhmah. At that time, domestic peace is made, as it is written, when a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies be at peace with him. This is why Yesod is called peace, since it makes domestic peace, when the powers of Klipa are cancelled. As it is written, when Shabbat begins, it becomes unique and separates from the Sitra Acha, and all are crowned with new souls. It follows that when the house, which is Malchut, receives the abundance of Shabbat, peace is made. And then all the judgments are removed from her. This is why the Shabbat candle implies the abundance of the end of correction, while the Hanukkah candle indicates the light attained in the middle of the work, which is in order to be able to continue and complete the work. This is why a Shabbat candle is called domestic peace, after the abundance that comes from Yesod to Malchut. Question from Merkaz 1. What is the difference between loving the friend and loving the fact that the friend is bringing me closer to the Creator?
To love the friend is simply to love the friend. There are many such that are in some form of connection, even in love with one another. But to love the friend, because through him I connect to the Creator, actually, that's different. That has to do with the purpose of creation. It has to do with the whole great deed that I want to carry out.
Ken?
Yes.
From PT23, it is written that in vessels of bestowal, we do not receive pleasure but only look at the candles. But in light of Chasadim, there is pleasure. So what do we do with the pleasure that we feel?
There is pleasure in the light of Chasadim, but we cannot receive it. We cannot. Hence, there's no question here.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, Brodsky. My friend asks, dosta karşı hissettiklerimle almak arasında nasıl bir ilişki var? Teşekkür.
Rav, have a şuel. Ma keşer.
A friend is asking, what is the connection between my will to receive and what do I feel against a friend?
My desire to receive is my enemy that I need to deal with. And what else?
How is it connected to the resistance I have in me toward the friend?
My will to receive places me against the friend. And I need to try
to
my will to receive in such a way that I
will be together with it, together with the friend. Constantly spin my will to receive from against to for.
Привет, Раф.
Привет.
Раф.
Какие мои действия? Можно ли вы дать пример?
Что? Can you give us an example of actions I can do that are acts of bestowal in order to bestow in the ten? What should we do in practice in order to reach this degree?
Отдача ради отдачи мы должны быть
To bestow in order to bestow, we need to be in a complete connection with the friends in order to help their advancement.
Can you give us some concrete exercise?
Help one another, and then you will see how it works.
Yes, Dudi.
I wanted to ask about the situation in Israel, if I may. If possible, even to connect it to Hanukkah. On Hanukkah, we celebrate the miracle of defeating the Greeks 2,000 years ago. But today, we see in Israel that there are no miracles, no wonders to this people. It is in constant war. The question is, what miracle, what victory can we achieve against those who are rising up against us? Not what happened 2,000 years ago. Today, what can we do in this people?
According to what we're learning, through connection, we can spin things from a loss to a gain, to success, to triumph, but only under the condition that we will be connected.
What is this connection that we have to be in?
The connection in which the whole of the people of Israel need to be connected as one man and one heart.
It doesn't say much.
I understand it doesn't say much, but what can I add here?
The people of Israel right now is in some sort of insecurity, uncertainty for more than 2 months now since the attack began.
That's their problem. No one is doing this to them, but rather the lack of connection in the people causes all these phenomena.
Okay, what now in the state of uncertainty can we do? What can we do in that state?
Try to connect. To understand that through the power of connection, the measure of our inner strength and triumph depends upon it.
In a nation, there is a sort of feeling of connection, minimal.
This is a connection out of negation, out of not having forces, not having confidence, not having anything. So, inevitably we come closer to one another. It's like a herd does. And we need to be the opposite.
So what connection are you talking about?
I'm talking of the form of connection which we understand and are certain that through the connection between us, we can succeed against all our enemies.
What is this connection? Can you describe it?
This connection is a connection of... How should I discern this better? It's a connection of a nation that is connected to many factions and is willing to connect as one man in one heart, because only in such a way it build a kli for the revelation of the Creator, and only then, when the Creator appears between us, we will be able to triumph over any enemy.
How do we turn connection out of negation into connection out of positivity?
We want to connect. This is what we need to reach, that we want to connect, and this desire must appear between us.
Another question. How do we deflect our attention from a military struggle, from winning and fighting everything done by our own strength, and shift it more internally, so everything depends on our unity, so that the struggle becomes more internal?
This needs to be both an internal and an external struggle.
Yes. And in what way, how can we control, govern our fate? Is there a possibility to control it?
100%. We can control our fate 100% by us coming closer to one another and connecting.
Why is the Upper Force giving us this state right now, specifically?
Especially in times of Hanukkah, we feel such states.
Okay,
but we see that we're being kind of closed from all directions, from the world, from the north, from the south. We're not given a moment's rest to take a breath.
Because you probably don't need to recover and breathe.
Why?
And it's like that because it's enough to be in a state in which you are certain with your future and defining things. You must come to a state of truth, in which we must see ourselves being at war with ourselves, not with our enemies, our external enemies, with ourselves, and how do we come to this triumph with our internal enemy, our internal enemy, which is our ego. This is the problem. Our external haters are just a copy, a reflection.
Usually the blow directs us more internally to introspect. There are many levels to it, but this blow isn't taking us to a much more internal place to do a spiritual introspection.
This depends on the extent in which we can explain to the people that it's salvation. It depends on its attraction towards its spiritual roots.
Why isn't the people drawn to it?
To begin with, it's like this for thousands of years already. There's no attraction. It has no attraction to it. But rather, what needs to be is in this endless explanation and an explanation that we can succeed, but we have to precede it through the connection between us. Whereas each will step on his ego and prepare oneself towards the embrace with all the others in the land of Israel.
And the people of Israel. Blow too doesn't awaken us for inner unity, and also dissemination isn't really getting an attentive ear.
Because we are responsible to care for the people. We mean we our organization. What can cause us to unite in such a way, in this assembled way?
Rav, we have to explain what is the current situation, what is the necessary situation we have to achieve, and how we come to it, from the present state to the correct future state.
You think the people today can hear better, more?
We mustn't give up, and we mustn't think that it's impossible, because in the end it depends only on our intention and our efforts.
What today in its state is it capable of hearing?
The people can hear anything that will seem, that will show them a way of success out of the state they're in now. We don't really understand what danger we are in. The whole world might abandon us with our problem. And that we will do what we think.
So what success does the people need to depict to themselves? The kidnapped people will be returned, they will succeed in the war, what?
We have to start by defeating ourselves.
Which
it means we have to fight against our own ego. And if we position ourselves against our ego, against the forces of separation between us, then we will succeed in everything.
How should we care for the root of the revenge that's in the people?
The root is in the hands of the Creator. He created it. And he writes, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice, etc. So we need to fight with those vessels, with those instruments, with those powers that he gave us.
The desire for revenge, it deviates our attention to there and not to here between us.
No, we have to understand that they are only marionettes. They have no force in them that is against us.
No.
We have to come to a state where everything that there is between us is corrected. And accordingly, we will see how our enemies become friends.
Last question, do you feel like the people of Israel has changed since the attack on October 7th? Has something changed amongst the people?
There is a change. But that change is still not a change that can bring us victory. In the situation where we are not defeating our enemies, our neighbors, but we are defeating the enemies, the haters within us, our ego, and then we will really succeed.
And then we will return to this peace, this quiet, and the state that we want to return to already?
Yes, for sure. If we defeat our ego, So we don't repel each other, and we come closer, and we want to be all of Israel our friends, and there is no power in the world that will be against us.
Continuing the work from heart to heart, or
the conditions on the ground are not complicated. On the contrary, they're simpler. No one has any solution. No one knows what to do. And we do have to prepare ourselves in order to go out to the people. But we have to understand in what way, under what motto, and in what way.
I see that in the past, in the very far past, people who talked about changes like the prophets and those, and they just stand and talk their message. It's heard, not heard. It wasn't like they are operating beyond, you know, passing the message to the outwards. So are we also in such a place that we simply need to stand at the corner of the streets, in parentheses, and just pass the message somehow, or deal with it, be more to organize things? I'm not managing, understanding them. What do we have to do in reality?
Today, the way to turn to the people is the internet. The vehicle. So we have to try to transfer through it what we understand about the correction and what we are hearing with all of our texts.
Do we need to try and take over the discussion that's happening, or just be another voice?
No, to be another voice and to become integrated in their conversation, discourse, I have no intention to do that. We need to bring our voice to everyone.
Do you see this happening as an organization, as individuals from the group?
If we try to do this correctly, the Creator will help us.
No.
Moreover, we will see that there is no one like us.
That
I can feel with my senses, but I can't really see this in the practice.
In practice, you should start. Then it will happen in practice. It will happen. It will happen. We'll begin. That is coming down on the world.
A minute before the explanation, how can you grasp the 10 before that moment? You once said, put the glasses on called the 10 to see the world.
Yes.
Is that right? Maybe I'm completely wrong and I'm mistaken here, what I'm saying here. But what's happening in the people and in the world, etc. My regular eyes and ears, everyone has a brain. That's not interesting. It also doesn't develop in any place, because it's just like some kind of feed of lies, and that's why also the results are lies. I want to look at reality through the 10 and not through the hands and eyes and feet.
So what's the problem? I still don't understand the question.
Is it correct to look at this way? Because we never connected. We said spiritual life. Corporeality is there.
No. Now spirituality is there as well. We and they are connected together, and we are determining in the right situation. We're determining their direction of development. That's it. We have to go out more and we have no problem with this. Actually, as much as I hear, the world is expecting it.
So is it correct for us to start discussing and ask and feel in tens how we relate to the world?
Yes. Take all the writings of Baal HaSulam and see how we need to change and what we need to do in order for the world to change following us.
Ken.
Yes.
Rav, what is
our common identity of the Jews that live here?
Common identity? That there is general hatred toward them from all over the world.
What
can we put as a central point to build a new identity?
That we have to unite, not in order to be saved from enemies and haters, but in order to, for the force that is good and does good to win in the world.
And is there something, actions, things, markers, something that can collect all the factions in the people that you think that is possible to, that the whole, all the people can identify with?
If we can explain what is the root of the hatred for the people of Israel, I think that we will be able to connect them into one block.
The
hatred really clarifies this point of the Jewish identity. The enemies are causing every person that's here to feel that he is Jewish, because that's why you're being hated, because you're Jewish, not because of anything else.
Yes.
And what simple explanation towards the public of hatred can we give to the people?
What simple explanation?
Yes.
That the world hates us because we are not realizing our goal, our vocation.
What is the purpose of a Jewish state?
That's not really a problem. The purpose of the State of Israel, or the goal of the State of Israel, is to circulate all over the world, what is the purpose of the existence?